What the Modern Slavery Initiative platform does, it's a digital platform and it comprises of a modern slavery policy compliance check, a remedy compliance check, and a disclosure statement compliance check. And essentially what it does is it assesses an entity's level of alignment with human rights standards and current best practice for addressing modern slavery and reporting on modern slavery.
And so your platform is really about ensuring that there is an ease with that, because there is some complexity with it. Is that true?
That is true. So what I noticed, one of my other roles is special counsel at Baker McKenzie, and I noticed that there was a knowledge gap in the corporate sector on modern slavery and those very specific operational aspects of the legislation.
Like what? What are those knowledge gaps?
Well, it's essentially around understanding the international standards that apply to developing a policy that prohibits modern slavery, developing an adequate due diligence process, developing a remedial process that aligns with international human rights standards, and also developing a disclosure statement that aligns with best practice reporting.
Do you think we're going to see a big shift as a result of this new legislation in, when we said 16 million people is the report of exploitation around this world? I'm getting texts, you know, naming companies that they feel really need to look at modern slavery. Are we going to see a shift? Do you think this is going to be effective in some of this change?
Yes, particularly under the Australian legislation, all the statements that are produced by businesses are uploaded to a central registry that the Australian government is currently in the process of creating. That central registry will be available to the public. And so there will be, you know, civil society and NGOs that will look at those statements and identify weaknesses and practices that need to be improved by certain businesses.